It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Huttle. Mrs. McGee seems to be slightly confused, but I'll bet her husband can straighten her out.
Say, McGee, the roving Wildcats called a little while ago. They expect you out at the baseball diamond promptly at 11.
Oh, my gosh, Molly, thanks for reminding me. I almost forgot I'm supposed to umpire their game tomorrow.
Sounds interesting, but maybe you ought to explain it to me.
I'll do better than that, kiddo. I'll give you a copy of Prudential's new free book, Baseball for Boys.
You're giving me Baseball for Boys?
Sure, that's the beauty of this great little book. It gives us grown-ups more knowledge of our national sport, and it helps the kids play a better game.
You mean it's something the whole family will enjoy?
You betcha, Molly, but mostly it's for kids.
Uh-huh.
So, folks, if you have a future big leaguer in your family, get him a copy of Baseball for Boys. Stars like Ed Matthews, Robin Roberts, Duke Snyder, Harvey Keene give the real dugout dope on hitting and fielding. And there are big, clear pictures to illustrate all the important points.
For your free copy, hot from the dugout, write your name and address on a postcard along with the words, Baseball for Boys, and send it to Fibber, McGee, and Molly, Box 1212, Newark, New Jersey.
That's Box 1212, Newark, New Jersey. Or ask your Prudential agent. Doggone it, Molly. I hate to be an old grouch.
Well, then don't.
But I'm being slowly closed in my own desk here. You're knitting in one drawer. And...
Oh, I wondered where I hid that when Mrs. Combs was over with her child last week.
Here it is. And that's not all. Here's my drawer marked important, all full of loose cooking recipes. Oh, Molly, for the love of Mike. When are you ever going to get rid of these last year's Christmas cards?
Oh, any day now.
Well, what you waiting for? Gee, willikers. Here it's May already, and a whole drawer in my desk is took up with these stale Yule greetings.
Oh, now don't throw those away, McGee.
Why not?
How will I know who to send cards to next Christmas if I don't know who sent us cards last Christmas? Leave them.
Oh, Molly, my desk drawer
is... Now, I'll make out a card list from them for next December. I'll make it out today, I promise. And then I'll throw the cards away.
Good. I'm going to meet Doc Gamble downtown for lunch in a little bit. And if I may depend when I come home, my dear, on the cards being disposed of...
You may.
Thank you. You see, procrastination, my dear, that means putting things off.
I see.
Procrastination is an extremely bad habit. It wears away at our character, like water dripping on a rock. Because if we put off little things, then pretty soon we put off big things. And then we put off bigger things, till finally you know what happens?
Yes, I know what happens. They turn off our lights. They turn off our gas. And the man comes to pick up the car, because all those checks have been in the inside pocket of your coat for 3 weeks. So stop procrastinating and pay them when you go downtown to meet the doctor, which I hope is right now.
Oh. I must have forgot. I'll take care of him.
H-A-R-R-I-G-A-N spells Harrigan. Proud of all the Irish blood that's in me. The devil a word a man can say again me. H. Well, that takes care of the living room. Think I'll fix myself some lunch now.
Grocery boy! Also, your friendly neighborhood greeting card back door salesman.
Put the groceries on the kitchen sink, Mr. Oldtimer.
Hello, daughter. Did you hear my commercial from a new sideline? I'm the local representative for the Aloha Greeting Card Company of Hello, Hawaii.
Pleased to meet you, sir.
How about a batch of Happy Arbor Day cards to send to your favorite trees, daughter?
Nope.
Shucks, I was hoping you'd say oak. Got some mighty pretty joyous President Chester Arthur's birthday cards. Nice to send to friends named Chester or Arthur.
No. Oh, say, I have an idea. Have you any next season's Christmas cards?
Wish you wouldn't ask me that, daughter. I got 'em, and some razzle-dazzle beauties, too. Only they come all sealed up in a box with stickers reading, Don't open until Christmas sale season.
Oh, that's too bad. I had an idea. Instead of making a list of the people who sent us Christmas cards last year, I'd save time by just writing out the new cards and envelopes for next year. Now, you see? Do you follow me?
Daughter, I not only follow you, I'm so far ahead of you, I'm lost.
Well, it doesn't matter. Too bad you can't sell me those Christmas cards. I need at least 50 of them.
50? It's a deal, daughter.
Oh, now wait. I wouldn't want you to get in trouble with your company.
What they don't know won't hurt me, daughter. Besides, them rules is for retail. 50 makes it wholesale. On account of that's all I got, and this is the sale of my whole stock.
Oh, that's a beautiful assortment.
Yes, ma'am. Santa Clauses and reindeers and trees and snow and candles and wreaths and holly. Why, it all puts me so much in the mood of Christmas that I'd give you the whole lot free. Only looking outside, I realize it's May, so that'll be $4.47, daughter.
Out of this $5 bill.
Thank you, and a happy Hosmer P. Flink day to you.
Hosmer P. Flink?
Yep. He's the man who invented the expression, keep the change.
Keep the change.
Thank you again, daughter. I'll be glad to. Happy Yuletide.
There's more fun with the McGees shortly.
What do viceroys do for you that no other filter tip can do?
Do for me?
Do for me?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, what do viceroys do for all smokers that no other filter tip can do? Here's the answer. Only Viceroy gives you 20,000 filter traps in every filter tip to filter, filter, filter your smoke while the rich, rich flavor comes through.
You said it. These Viceroys taste even better than cigarettes without filters.
And it's so nice not to get annoying bits of tobacco in my mouth or purse.
Next time you hear the question, what do Viceroys do for you that no other filter tip can do? You know the answer. Only Viceroy gives you 20,000 filter traps in every filter tip to filter, filter, filter your smoke while the rich, rich flavor comes through. Smoke Viceroys. Get 20,000 filters. Get richer, smoother flavor.
I'd like 53-cent stamps, please. Here's the money. Dollar and a half. Thank you.
Oh, hello there, Mrs. McGee.
Hi, Mr. Wimple.
Buying postage stamps, I see.
Yes. I'm so proud of what I've done, I'll have to tell you. These stamps are for our Christmas cards, and I've just finished making them all out.
Congratulations. Only, aren't you a little late?
Oh, no. The cards I'm talking about are for next Christmas. The envelopes are all addressed, and the cards are all signed. I'm going home now and stamp them and seal them, and all McGee will have to do next December is throw them in the mailbox.
My, you make me feel so shiftless, Mrs. McGee. We haven't even bought ours yet.
Instead of fooling with the Christmas card list, I just took the cards people sent us last year, you see, and addressed the new cards to them. And then I threw out the old ones, and I'm so glad to have this chore out of the way.
Promised me faithfully, Doc, that she'd throw away last year's Christmas cards. So I get home from lunch, and what do I find?
That you overate, as usual?
No, sir. I find the desk still cluttered up with Christmas cards. Look.
Okay, what do you want me to do? Sing Santa Claus is Coming to Town, or maybe Red-Nosed Rudolph, Why Are You Blue?
No, but you can take these dad-ratted cards out with you when you leave and dump them in the trash box or the incinerator or any place else handy. I'm sick of looking at them.
Okay, give them here. I better shove off anyhow. Thanks for the root beer, Sonny.
It's okay. Thanks for the ride home, Doc.
Bye.
Hello?
Hello, dearie. It's me.
Now, where'd you go?
Down to the post office to buy some stamps. But I met Mabel Toops and she's buying me a soda.
Look, Molly, about those Christmas cards.
I promised you I'd make out a list and then throw the old cards away, but you know what happened?
No, but it better be something wonderful on account of because...
The old-timer. The old-timer came around selling Christmas cards, so I bought all we need for next year.
Uh-huh.
And I signed every one of them, and I addressed all the envelopes, and then I did what I promised you. I threw out all the old cards.
Yes, I know you... Huh?
Yeah. You'll find the new ones right on your desk. I wanted you to see them when you came in.
Oh.
And the envelopes are in on the buffet in a box, and I've even bought the stamps. Are you proud of me?
Proud? Yeah. Yeah, I'm proud of you, all right, but... Oh, my gosh. Doc! Doc! I'll talk to you later, Molly. I gotta run. Doc! Hey, Doc! Hey, Doc! Where are you, Doc? Gone. Oh, murder. Maybe I can find them in the trash box. I should have taken a closer look at them cards before I give them to Doc to throw away. Dad rat it, if that ain't always my luck. If it was raining soup, the soup would be cold, and I'd be out without a raincoat and probably be the first guy in history to catch pneumonia from clam chowder. Ah, they're not here. Of all the...
Mailman. Nice fresh mail. Get your mail here. Hi, Mr. McGee. Care to buy any mail today?
Hi, Teeny. I'm too busy right now to play games.
Okay. Get your mail here. Nice fresh mail. Letters, Christmas cards, parcel posts.
Hey, wait a minute. Christmas cards?
Yeah. How many you want to buy, mister?
Let me look at them Christmas cards, sis.
Let me look at your money, mister.
Them cards come out of our trash box by any chance?
Sure they did, I betcha.
Oh.
But I found them. They're mine now. Finders keepers, mister.
Look, Teeny, look, I got no time to bicker. Mrs. McGee will be home any minute, and if she finds out, here, I'll give you a quarter.
A piece?
No, sir, a quarter for the whole lot. All right, 50 cents. That's my best offer. And if you don't want me to go over and get your mother and have
sold.
Her...
Sold! Give me the money.
Here, give me the cards.
Here.
There.
Oh, boy, 50 cents. I'm going to buy double-dip gosh-awful good with two spoons and eat with both hands.
Hey, wait a minute, Teeny. These are last year's cards.
Sure. What'd you expect, next year's?
Oh, my gosh. Look, Dr. Gamble came out a while ago with a stack of cards. Did you see him?
Was that Christmas cards he had? He threw them in the incinerator, mister. See? That's what's making the smoke.
Oh, Molly's brand new cards. Merry Christmas, happy Yuletide.
Merry Christmas.
Why do things like this have to happen to me? Smack dab in the middle of May.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. There's music in the air on NBC with singing favorites Dinah Shore and Frank Sinatra. Dinah gives a lift to the day's end when she takes a song that may be old, new, borrowed, or blue and gives it her own unique version on the Dinah Shore Show. You'll enjoy the Dinah Shore Show heard each Wednesday evening over NBC Radio. And in a completely different manner, Frank Sinatra combines his talents with a bit of easygoing chatter, spins a platter or two, and then steps Mike's side to sing. Yes, with Dinah Shore and Frank Sinatra, there's always music in the air over NBC Wednesday evenings. Although he doesn't sing, Groucho Marx makes the laugh meter jump. As quizmaster of that wonderful laugh show, You Bet Your Life, Groucho makes Wednesday evening a night to look forward to. Join Groucho and enjoy life with a laugh and play You Bet Your Life, heard on NBC Radio Wednesday evenings. And remember, NBC leads the rest with the best in radio entertainment.
Not sore, kiddo? Honest?
No, I'm not angry.
Good.
You just go find the old-timer and buy some new cards and sign them and put them in the envelopes and stamp them and seal them and everything's okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's only fair. As soon as I get a chance, tomorrow maybe or next day.
Any time that suits you, any time at all, dearie.
Good. I'm too hungry to think about it right now, but maybe tomorrow I...
And as soon as you get them all ready to mail, then I'll fix dinner.
Oh. Hand me my hat, will you? Maybe I can catch the old-timer before he quits work. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Bill Thompson as the old-timer and Mr. Wimple and Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble. Well, tomorrow night, our hero comes to grips with some faulty plumbing. This promises to provide you with some chuckles, so don't forget to join us then.
Join Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.